Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is going on? Welcome. It is a Monday edition here of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. I am Dan Bach. Hopefully you had a great weekend. We're drawing closer to the start of the NFL season. And if you're a season-long player, you know to go over to Fantasy Insiders, get that draft kit, and you will be set up for your season-long draft. And of course, for all you daily players, no fear. Our premium, I believe, is going to be disclosed today, all the stuff that we have going for you this NFL season. So if you're already a monthly subscriber, you're set up. Don't worry about it. Set it and forget it. Or if you are just an NFL player, now is a great time to get that. But I don't know why you'd be listening to this podcast otherwise. And as I've said previously, just get that annual sub. Best bang for your buck you're going to get anywhere. Covers all the sports throughout the year. And excited about all the different content we are bringing to the table this season. So certainly check that out. Should be posted and all over the internet today. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball for you tonight on this Monday, a 10-game slate. Still grinding along with Major League Baseball. It's not easy this time of year, but you got to do what you got to do. And that's what you're tuned in for this podcast for. So if I'm talking about it, then I'm playing it. That's kind of the way that I function as a podcast host. So let's get into it. We'll start with pitching today. We'll kind of go semi-game by game on that front, and then obviously hit a positional for you when we talk about the bats. You know, Braves and Pirates, Gossman versus Archer. And I really want to like Chris Archer. You know, he's got a fair salary today. Fantasy Draft, it's 15-4. And big shout out to Fantasy Draft, of course, as our sponsor site here. 7,800 over on DraftKings. He just hasn't really been that good over the last couple months. I mean, he's had that one start against Tampa Bay, which I believe... I believe that was with Tampa Bay. I'll have to double check. That might have been before he got traded. But his last three starts, four earned, two earned, four earned, 7Ks, 3Ks, 6Ks. There's definite upside in this salary. Good ballpark to pitch in. I mean, the implied run total today for the Braves is under four, 3.85. I just don't love it from top to bottom. Just don't feel like this is a game that I really want to get a ton of exposure to on each side. I think you can put them in if you're multi-entering, if you're putting 100 lineups in, if you're playing the mini-max or something on DraftKings. I think you can put them into your player pool because of the upside he brings. I just don't see him really as a cash game staple potentially here today. But I think he could do worse. Then Gossman, I'm really, again, just not getting it done for me, and I don't love the spot against Pittsburgh, who's just fine. I mean, you look at the plate IQ numbers, you know, Pittsburgh, 331 weighted OBA. That's pretty much feels about average. The contact wOBA is a little bit low at 382, the ISO at 163. You know, comparatively, you got the Braves at 176 ISO versus righties for the projected lineup today, 345 the wOBA. So both pitchers in this game, not my top targets here tonight, but I think that Archer's the guy that I would consider playing. Now, Blue Jays and Baltimore, and, you know, this is not a spot that I really was excited about potentially playing a pitcher here today, but Baltimore is just beyond dreadful at this point in time. They're strong favorites tonight at minus 165. It's Estrada against Andrew Cashner. Definitely not playing Cashner, but, you know, you look at the projected ISO and wOBA for this lineup today for the Baltimore Orioles, and you've got a 292 weighted OBA and a 129 ISO. That is really, really weak. And a K rate of, what, 26% we're sitting at against righties. You know, no Adam Jones. I think he's on the bereavement list. So this lineup is so watered down. they're just not good. So Marca Estrada is a guy that I think we've got to kind of consider here a little bit tonight. You know, hasn't been great this season, no question about it. Has had, you know, some 20s sprinkled in. He had, you know, three in a row earlier this season, one of which came against Baltimore. He went for 28.5 fan draft DraftKings points. So he's had some success against this team when they're a little bit better than they are today. So at 6,800 on DraftKings, 7,100 on FanDuel, 13,500 on Fantasy Draft. Just simply the time of year, the lineup they're putting out there, pains me to say it, but I think Marco Estrada is a guy that we can potentially play today. The next game, White Sox and Twins, no Lucas Giolito for me. I'm not going to go there, but Steven Gonsalves, Gonsalves, it's not Gonzalez, it's Gonsalves. Maybe it is Gonzalez and it's just pronounced differently. I don't know. I'm going with Gonzalez. That's what I'm going. But it's a V, not a Z at the end. Gonsalves. All right. That's enough for butchering names. But this youngster getting his debut, pretty darn good in the minors. 120 innings, double and triple A this season. ERA under 3 and a K rate of 120 to 65, and that comes over 120 innings. So basically a K an inning, which you really like, missing bats. And oh, he gets the White Sox today, who is a team that definitely likes to miss bats. And it's, you know, fairly obvious when you look at that plate IQ digits for these guys today, you know, a K rate of 25%, and that is projecting Moncada out of the lineup. No, it's not. 34% he is in the lineup. But lefty on lefty, Moncada is just pretty dreadful. But 314 weighted OBA versus lefties, 155 ISO, just not very good against that handedness of pitcher. Obviously, you got Davidson, Abreu. You really kind of got to worry about in the middle of that lineup. But all in all, a pretty good minor league strikeout pitcher going against a team with one of the biggest strikeout rates in the league. And he's only, 5,400 over on DraftKings today. Fantasy draft, he's 11-3. Not sure if he's even available on FanDuel. He's not coming up on our lineups page right now. But on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, I think we can look to Mr. Gonsalves. It's so bad. For the Twins. So, cheap option for you today. I think, you know, the pay-up pitchers, this is the problem we run into. You know, we got Porcello versus Kluber against each other in this Boston-Cleveland game, which I think is going to be fun to watch as like, oh, it's good baseball, you know? Two good hitting teams, two good pitchers, something's got to give. I just don't think I need to mess with it at all on a DFS standpoint. So I'm probably going to avoid that game, you know, completely. And talk about an even line here, you know, minus 105 on each side with Kluber and Porcello pitching. So fun to watch. I don't think relevant for DFS here today. The other games I'm looking at here, Giants and Mets, Derek Holland against Zach Wheeler. You know, the implied total in that one is sitting at 8, or the team total, game total in that one is at 8. And, you know, Derek Holland's a guy who's actually been, you know, pretty darn solid so far this season, especially as of late. 426 xFIP, a 24% K rate, all pretty impressive. And especially when he faces left-handed bats, a 215 wOBA and an 029 ISO. Are the numbers against them. Now, he's not going to be facing a ton of lefties. In fact, probably only Michael Conforto will be the only lefty that he faces in this lineup. But the projected lineup with a whopping 308 wOBA and 142 ISO versus lefties with a 22% K rate. So I think it fits well. The problem that you run into is you got market price Derek Holland right now. 73 on FanDuel isn't terrible, but 81 on DraftKings and 15.9 on Fantasy Draft. Definitely maybe a little bit more than I'd like to spend on a guy, but again, super consistent, 19, 13, 17, 13, 16. So, I just think he's too expensive, for us here today in this matchup, just given the upside. Like, he hasn't reached 20 DraftKings fantasy draft points once in his last 7 starts. He hasn't had, you really only had one terrible start in there. Hasn't reached that 20 figure, and I want that tonight. I think I can get it from other guys in that range. So for me, that's probably going to take him out of the equation. But on that other side, you've got Zach Wheeler, who is a bit more expensive at 9,300 over on DraftKings, 18-1 fantasy draft, 9,100 on FanDuel. But he's a guy who has definitely had 20 fantasy point games, 14, 28, 35, 27, 18, 21. So like for 1,200 more, you're getting a lot more upside in Wheeler than you do with Derek Holland. Not a big favorite, minus 112. So, you know, clearly Vegas a little bit more on the Mets side. But honestly, I mean, just another really bad lineup versus righties here. 153 ISO this season and a 328 weighted OBA. They don't strike out a whole lot at only 19%. So, you know, that's somewhat of the drawback we have. But just elite numbers versus righties here. 267 in that WOBA and 082 ISO allowed so far this season against right-handers. So that's going to neutralize some of the better bats they have. Longoria, Posey, McCutcheon. Obviously, you've got Brandon Belt out there. He's the one guy who has just crushed righties. 233 ISO, 391 WOBA. And Alan Hansen at the bottom of the order, pretty solid, two versus righties. But besides that, not really good numbers. Not a whole lot of things to scare you in that lineup. So I think he's 100% viable today. Royals, Rays, I'm passing. Reds and Brewers, I think I'm passing on the pitching. We've got Bartolo versus Mike Fiers out there in Oakland. I don't particularly see me going to this game very much. Michael Fiers, kind of interesting, but 8,200 on DraftKings, 16-1 on Fantasy Draft, just too much. So that's a pass. And then the last two games, Cardinals, Dodgers, Austin Gomber against Alex Wood. Gomber's pitched really well for St. Louis here lately. You look at his last 5 starts, he's only allowed runs in, I guess some of those weren't starts. Let me take that back. His last 3 starts, 0 runs, and then gave up a 4 spot to Pittsburgh. But his last 2, he's given up 7 hits in a combined 11 innings. Did give up 4 walks that last start against Washington. Still picked up the win and didn't give up a single earned run. So that was pretty amazing. But 6 strikeouts there in 6 innings. The price tag, again, I don't mind him at 7,200. I feel like you could go here, but this is a tough lineup here for the Dodgers. We got to check. I think Machado left the game early on Sunday, so I'm not sure he's going to be in the lineup, but this Dodgers team is certainly stacked. There's no question about it. Being on the road, not an easy spot there. So I probably am not playing Gomber at 72 because you could probably just play Alex Wood for 800 more on the other side. And I think it's a little bit safer matchup for you. Now, you got limited upside with him because he doesn't pitch past, you know, beyond 6 innings. But he's been super steady. 389 the xFIP for him. The K rate, 21%, but only a walk rate of under 6. So pretty, pretty solid. And the one thing you look at here, you know, pretty decent WOBA against lefties at 352 so far this season. The ISO at 181, but you know, the good numbers versus lefties, you got Matt Carpenter with a 298 ISO against lefties, but I'm not really worried about him here because you look at Wood, he neutralizes lefties so well. I mean, this season it's a 254 ISO or 254 WOBA and an 049 ISO allowed to left-handed pitching. The exit velocity, average exit velocity at 84.7. That's way below average. You know, the walk rate at 1.6% versus lefties this season. Just really tough against that handedness. Now, he's probably only going to be facing Carpenter and maybe Colton Wong. Everything else is going to be righties. But Molina this season, you know, 326. Well, that's good, not great. Jose Martinez, 343 weighted OBA. Only a 103 ISO versus lefties this season. Ozuna, starting to come around a little bit, 368, 189 ISO against lefties. And then the bottom of the order, you got one-off guys like Jerko and Bader, who are always, you know, pretty much guys who can rake versus lefties. So I don't love taking lefties versus this lineup, but I think you kind of can, especially when you take Matt Carpenter. I think you really neutralize him, and he's just been the guy that's really makes this St. Louis offense tick. So I think he's in play at the salary, too. I mean, what'd I say, 8K over there on DraftKings? So maybe a little bit low on the upside, but I feel pretty safe with him tonight. I mean, he's 87 on FanDuel. Again, when your pitcher's more expensive on FanDuel than DraftKings, that's what you need to know. 15-3 on fantasy draft. So he's in the player pool. And then, you know, Gerrit Cole against Felix Hernandez. Cole is, you know, back to what we saw earlier in the season. 36 DraftKings points against Cleveland the other day. Faced Seattle team two starts ago. Went seven innings. Ended up five strikeouts, four earned runs. Only finished with, 14 fantasy points that day. Did pick up the L. Had 17 against the Dodgers and then had three straight with 22. I see him, you know, we got him projected for 22. I think we can get there today. And I think you can roll him out there. Again, if you want to play this youngster for the Twins at like 5K, then getting a 13-3 pitcher into your lineups, not that big of a deal. Pretty good ballpark to pitch in out there in Safeco today. The implied run total, 3.43. Looks like the shortest or the smallest we've got on the slate tonight. So, yeah, I mean, Gerrit Cole, absolutely a guy we can consider. And with Felix Hernandez pitching and a really healthy lineup, finally, you know, this lineup is back to what we expected for the Astros. Springer, Bregman, Altuve, Correa, Marwin, Gurriel, Gattis, Reddick, Stassi. I mean, that's a loaded lineup back again today. So pretty good history for them against Felix. I think Houston offense is kind of interesting for me tonight. So fine with Cole. Felix is a definite no-go. All right, let's move on to the position-by-position breakdown and probably a couple of spots that I'm looking at today. Catcher, Russell Martin today. I don't think he let off last on Sunday, so we'll see if he pitches or plays back-to-back days. Probably will, but if he's in the leadoff spot at 3,600 versus Andrew Cashner, you can sign me up for that. I mean, we got a pretty high implied team total today for Toronto, and he's only 3,600, so a really fair salary on him today. So definitely a guy popping for me. Love me some Evan Gattis as well against Hernandez. Had a long look at him the other day against Oakland. Ended up, hitting a home run just yesterday over there at Oakland. Took some really good swings the day before. I like Gattis here tonight under 4K. Let's see. Those are probably my two main guys that I'm looking to play. Michael Perez for Tampa. He's 3,100. Had a homer the other day. If he's batting ninth, probably not looking to use him, but we'll see where he checks in the batting order. But those are my top plays for me at the catcher position. Moving on over to first base tonight. And I think you got to play some Milwaukee today against Homer Bailey. I mean, Homer Bailey is awful in Milwaukee. I mean, they are just green from top to bottom. You know, Bailey against lefties is just not good. 244 ISO, 385 WOBA. And even though Jesus Aguilar is a righty, I just love this team from top to bottom. And Aguilar just crushing right-handed pitching as well this year. 298 ISO, 392 WOBA. So I think he's probably your top play over there at first base on tonight's slate. So love him. Price really expensive, though. You know, 5,500 on DraftKings, 38 on FanDuel, 10-3 on Fantasy Draft. But definitely want to get some of those guys into my lineup. Justin Smoke, a little bit cheaper there at 4K. I think I can get behind him against Andrew Cashner. You know, super steady performer. You know, matchup WOBA at, 350 for him in this matchup. So that one definitely lines up for us tonight. Joey Gallo versus Michael Fiers, obviously huge upside, 4.6K the salary there. And Miguel Sano, 4.6, first base, third base eligible, depending on the site you're playing on. And certainly don't mind him, too. Since he's, you know, gotten that recall, he's starting to swing the ball with a little bit more confidence. So definitely think that he is a guy that we can look to play today. But Aguilar, number one play for us tonight. Okay, moving on to second base. And, you know, Oakland's a team we should probably consider a little bit more than maybe I have to this point. And Matt Olson, absolutely a guy we can play against Bartolo Colon. I mean, he checks in with the third best plate IQ score on the slate. Jed Lowry, number one at this position, 4.4K, the salary on him, 16 positive plate IQ factors in his favor here, 351 the matchup WOBA, 371 with a 230 ISO this season versus righties. So like him a lot. Travis Shaw, again, I think my favorite stacks of the day, so I'll be talking about these players, is going to be probably Oakland, probably definitely Milwaukee, and I do like Houston a good bit. And Jose Altuve today, maybe a little bit underpriced at 4.5K, 38 on FanDuel, 93 on Fantasy Draft, is going to be this could be activated Tuesday. So we'll see. Maybe he won't play today then. He's actually had some pretty good history there against Felix Hernandez. So we've got him in the projected lineup, but maybe he won't be in today's lineup. So we don't want to talk about too much if he's not going to play. Other one-offs, Jonathan Scope today, another Milwaukee bat for you. You can get him for a little bit cheaper than Travis Shaw at 3.9K. So he's a name to look to consider. If you're not playing Alex Wood and you want to play Jed Jerko, this is the matchup to do it. Just don't love it just because, you know, Wood just really minimizes kind of this, you know, a lot of the damage out there. So that's my fear in playing too many of these lefty rakers for the Cardinals. Okay, third base today. Jose Ramirez is on another planet. I mean, literally feels like he hits a home run every single night, or, you know, they're starting to get him, you know, walk him a little bit. But against Porcello, I can't really justify the $5,800 salary there on DraftKings today when you can get Matt Chapman versus Bartolo at 4.3. So a lot cheaper there. Moustakas against Bailey. Sign me up for that all day long. Justin Turner, his bat's starting to wake up a little bit. And it's encouraging because he got off to a really slow start. But, you know, he's had a long hit streak. Looks like at least like 9, 10 games. And DraftKings points, he's been in double digits, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of his last 6, and looks like 9 of his last 11. And the 2 games he didn't get it, he had 7 DraftKings points. So 4,500 on DK, 91 on Fantasy Draft, 4K on FanDuel. He is red hot at the plate right now, going against lefty Austin Gomber today. Talked about Shaw, Sano, a couple of names that I think we can play here tonight. Todd Frazier, don't hate him versus lefties. I mean, that's the matchup you want for him. And let's see, he, you know, going against Derek Holland today, who does give up home runs. I mean, that's kind of been his MO for his career. So Frazier, he's fine, but this season, it's not good versus lefties. 183 average, 255 WOBA, and 113 ISO. So just hasn't been able to get it together. So probably not the day for it, but do know Derek Holland can give up some home runs. Okay, moving on to shortstop, Alex Bregman. Love him today at 4.7K. I think he's cash game viable. If you want to go cheaper in that game, you've got Marwin Gonzalez at 3.5. All these guys are absolutely fine for us tonight. And Carlos Correa. We got 3 shortstop options for us there on Houston today. It's a lot, but I like Houston a good bit. So let's roll him into our lineups. On a little bit cheaper note, Jose Peraza, great game last night for Cincinnati in general, had them stacked up somewhere, and he's been pretty good. 3 of the last 4 games, you're looking at 17, 21, and 24. He's had multi-hit games in 4 consecutive. Hot streaks are not real. Or let me take that back. Hot streaks are not predictive, okay? But he's hot, so whether you want to predict it's going to happen today again against Chase Anderson, I don't know, but $4,500 is his salary on DraftKings here tonight. Okay, last spot for us. We're going to head to some outfielders. Chris with a K, Davis, absolutely not only viable, but probably one of your top options for you on the slate. Pretty expensive. He's going to be around $5K today, but It's all right. He's a guy that we can look to hammer into our lineups today. Eddie Rosario as well. Late game home run put me over the cash line yesterday with Eddie Rosario. Thank you for that. So he's back against Lucas Giolito today. Only 36 on draft on FanDuel, 48 on DraftKings, and 89 on Fantasy Draft. A little bit more expensive, but if you want to load up on him against Giolito, there's an option there. Played IQ Premium really likes Max Kepler. He's 3,900. Matchup Woba, 350. The ISO, 322 versus lefties and 288 at-bats this season, versus righties. So this is definitely the hand in a split for Max Kepler. 3,900, pretty good salary there. Obviously, the lefties from Milwaukee, Christian Yelich, a name we can look at. Lorenzo Cain from the right side, no problem. Stakalaka versus Homer Bailey today, and you should be good to go. Stephen Piscotty on the cheap, 3,600 over there for Oakland against Bartolo Colon. Feels way too cheap for a guy who's going to be hitting in the heart of that lineup against pretty bad pitcher. Don't mind some Jake Cave as well against Giolito at 3.2 for some value for you. Let's see where else we're looking here today. I think that covers Nick Martini. If he leads off today, he's 3,800. Definitely a name we can look at as well for the Oakland A's. So there you have it. The stacks, you could probably tell. I already went through them. But Milwaukee, get them into your lineup. I like Houston tonight. Certainly looking at Oakland as well. So that's what we've got going here today in Major League Baseball on a Monday. Thanks for listening. Check them out over at Fantasy Draft if you haven't done so. Make that deposit so we can keep giving you free content like the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. And thanks for listening. Give us a review. We'll be back again tomorrow here on another edition of The Fix. See you, everybody. Have a great Monday.